Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're going to have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents time here on... Well, there's a lot of stations that we're here on. We're here on 540 AM in Waukesha, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You're out in Madison on 1580 AM. That's WTTN, as well as Devil Radio 92.7. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. You can check out the Waukesha stream or the Madison stream.
Yeah, you can choose which stream you want to listen along to, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Devil Radio 92.7 on Facebook and Twitter, and at WAUK Radio on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a lot of M's and W's when you're talking Waukesha, Madison, Madison, Waukesha, WTTN,
WAUK. Madison. Yeah, a lot of them.
A lot of M's, a lot of W's, a lot of that. There's a lot of things going on here in the state of Wisconsin. We do have a very special guest coming at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah,
at
2:30. Candidate. Yes, he is running for state senate in the 5th Senate District, Tom Palsowitz. So really excited. Tom will be joining us at 2:30, telling us about his campaign launch, which he announced today. So really excited to be bringing him on, talking about that race, because it kind of ties into a conversation we were having yesterday, Brian, with Dan Schaefer over at the Recombobulation area. The 5th Senate District is one of those Milwaukee suburbs we've been seeing some shifts, and there's been a lot of... some could say malfeasance, maybe some other words that you could use to describe it as well for what the Republicans are doing in that neck of the woods when it comes to drawing the legislative line. So excited that Tom will be joining us.
Either way, he's running into a situation where a lot of people are running out. So we'll talk to him about that. I'm excited because I haven't talked to him in a while, and I think he's a very reasonable person.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think we need more.
We need more, way more. Like, we need so many more reasonable people, Brian, because that's where we're going to start off today. We're going to talk about a really somewhat unreasonable, and some would maybe be able to ask, what's he still doing in his job? Because it doesn't seem like he's doing it correct. But we're going to kick off today's show with the headline, but also taking your calls and text, 844-967-2789. But Brian... Michael Gableman is back in the headlines.
Oh, good.
And it's not for being a competent, able body. What he is making headlines for. We're finding out, Brian, that he, in fact, regularly deletes emails that he doesn't see the importance to. So this is the headline over the Wisconsin State Journal.
That's fine. Yeah. Robin Voss does it all the time.
Well, and there is a caveat in public in open records laws here in the state of Wisconsin, the legislature does have a little bit of a caveat where they can delete those records. But for contractors like Gableman, not the case. So this is the headline over at the State Journal, Brian. Judge orders Michael Gableman to stop deleting records deemed, quote, irrelevant or useless. And that is Gableman and his attorneys that are labeling it that. Not the judge. The judge didn't refer to them as those terms. That was a term brought forth by Michael Gableman's team.
Great. So not only is he breaking the law, but also we're highlighting that the law is applied differently if you're in the state legislature. That's good. This is hitting two birds with one stone. You know what? Gableman, I think we're looking at this whole Gableman thing wrong. We're looking at it as, oh my God, what is going on? This is crazy. $11,000 a month. This guy is just completely bleeding his dry and all this stuff. But really what he's doing is exposing completely how far you can grift and just how far the rot has gone.
I think he's just showing how much contempt Robin Voss has for the people of Wisconsin. Robin Voss doesn't think that people are paying attention to this or that they care about it.
They don't.
And you've talked to people where you've interacted with them and you're like, bring it up and hey, what are your thoughts on this? And they're like, what are you talking about? And yeah, I would give you – not a whole lot of people are talking about it now, Brian, but there's a whole lot of time between now and November that these stories are going to continue to be circulating and being talked about because it's not going anywhere. Like, Michael Gableman is very much making himself in the headlines, and I get that Donald Trump was a very much we're going to flood the zone kind of guy, and it doesn't really matter what kind of nonsense I do. I'm going to get away with it because I'm just going to be sending it to you on all fronts, and that's very much the strategy, I think, that Gableman has taken, but I don't think it works for Gableman like it. I don't think it's going to work for Gableman and Voss like it did for Trump.
No, I don't think they're the kind of guys to pull it off. And
no, because my goodness. The question I am asking then, Brian, I guess, and I'd love to hear what the audience thinks, because really it comes down to this. Michael Gableman thinks that he's trying to quote unquote be some kind of. He's going to bring back integrity to Wisconsin's election. That's what his work is for. He is going through and being a trailblazer for restoring integrity to Wisconsin elections. And I guess the question I would have is, how many laws does Michael Gableman have to break for integrity to be restored to Wisconsin's elections? Because he seems to have no... He's a part of the party of law and order, Brian,
yeah.
Except when he doesn't want to follow the laws or the order.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Can't you see? I mean, Robin Voss can delete emails because they have a special stipulation in the law that lets them able to delete emails. But Gableman is not covered under that because, you know, you think someone who's a Supreme Court justice may have, I don't know, looked into the legality of your actions before you take them. But again, he's also represented by his own lawyers. James Bopp, who is quoted here. I want to read a quote, and I want to tell you about James Bopp because he's an Indiana lawyer. Why is Indiana lawyer James Bopp representing former Supreme Court Justice disgraced Michael Gableman?
Couldn't find anybody here in the state.
Well, he's got a little bit of a background. I don't know if you know this, but here's a quote from a letter that he wrote. If the document is irrelevant or useless to the investigation, the office deletes that document. In light of this standard procedure, the office routinely deletes documents and text messages that are not of use to the investigation. An irrelevant or useless document includes the documents that the office is not intending to further investigate and is not intending to rely upon for its recommendations or reports.
So it begs the question as well, Brian. If they find evidence that says no widespread voter fraud, but that completely contradicts the effort that they want to go out and find voter fraud, do you think they just take that evidence and delete it?
Oh, that's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant to the cause of them finding voter fraud, because if there was any exonerating evidence out there saying...
Can you see? They're the good guys, and they're trying... why would you even doubt that they're, you know...
Don't look at all this evidence like contradicting our investigation. We're deleting that. Don't look at it. It's not there. Nothing to see here.
Here's some more. Here's another quote from Bopp. The office is not a state agency subject to the retention law, as it is clear that the office is not a commission, board, department, or bureau of state government. Rather, is it an independent contractor contracted by the assembly to assist in the investigation of the 2020 election. As such, it is also not an officer for purposes of the public records retention law.
That's what they contend. That is what the attorney for Michael Gableman contends.
All of the authority that they're claiming is being given to them from the legislature. However, they are not under the, you know, umbrella of the legislature for this particular purpose.
No, we want the absolute authority to be able to subpoena witnesses to come and privately testify in the back of a liposuction clinic in Brookfield, but we are not going to have any beholden to, you know, other aspects
now,
of the authority we claim.
They haven't said, hey, I won't testify. They haven't said, hey, no. I'm going to plead the fifth. They just said, let's do it in public so everyone can know and everyone knows it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, that's essentially the Gableman and Voss and other Republicans around the state of Wisconsin have claimed that there are Democrats around the state that are the ones obstructing this investigation. This investigation's only going past all the contracts that Michael Gableman has signed because of obstruction from election officials around the state. And really, the obstruction is, hey, we don't believe you have the authority to make us privately sit for these subpoenas. We'll happily testify in front of a committee hearing, but we're not privately testifying. And that is the hang-up where they have spent, the Republican-led state assembly has spent at least $140,000 defending the legality of Michael Gableman's subpoenas, Brian. That's on top of the $676,000 that the Republican-led state assembly already authorized for this probe last June. We're already coming up to a year of this nonsense going on, and there are some reports, Brian, that the attorney's fees defending the legality of these subpoenas are upwards in the ballpark of $400,000 rather than $140,000.
Also, speaking of attorneys,
here we go.
Let's get back to his buddy James Bopp. He's got a little bit of a history here. Activities in Republican organizations, I'm reading from the Wikipedia page right now, became independent Indiana's Republican National Committeeman on the National Republican National Committee, RNC's vice chairman. He was the lead sponsor of an RNC resolution that initially called on the Democratic Party to change its name to Democratic Socialist Party. That's a good one. During a 2010 RNC meeting, he was the chief sponsor of a resolution covering financial support of the candidates. The Purity Test resolution names 10 public policy positions that are important to the RNC and stipulated that public officials and candidates who disagree with three or more of the 10 positions would be ineligible for financial support or endorsement for the RNC. So he likes to, you know, exclude.
Yeah, he wants to set those bars pretty high.
He clashed with Michael Steele during Steele's term as chairman of the RNC. After Bob criticized Steele, Steele called Bob an idiot. And you know what? When Michael Steele calls you an idiot, that's great.
It is. That
activism against same-sex marriage and LGBT rights. Also attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential results.
Mm-hmm.
Bopp's lawsuit brought on behalf of a handful of voters in each of the four states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin, sought to throw out more than 6.3 million votes across 18 counties and therefore made Trump the winner of those states and thus the election. 1 week after filing the lawsuits, he abruptly withdrew the suit and declined to explain why. He's a winner, folks.
That is the attorney representing Michael Gableman in court.
Yeah,
saying,
he also represented Gableman back in 2010 when he successfully represented Gableman in a case alleging he broke the Wisconsin Judicial Code of Conduct during his successful run for the state Supreme
Court. That's how they got connected.
Gotcha.
Well, we shared Gableman's side. We shared Gableman's side, but we're going to talk about what the Dane County judge ruled today in this Gableman case. But, folks, we are also taking your calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. We're going to be right back. But it must have been a wrong time. And I don't sit right